Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullen. State Senator Karen Spilka is promising a smooth transition when she becomes the next president of the Massachusetts Senate. Yesterday, she announced she has enough votes from colleagues to succeed President Harriet Chandler. Chandler took over from Stan Rosenberg and has planned to hold the job through the end of this year. Senator Spilka says that she has plenty of plans for her new job, even if it's not clear when it'll begin.
I haven't had a chance to really sit down with current Senate President Harriet Chandler, and I want to ensure that it's a respectful and smooth transition.
So when you use that kind of language, it doesn't sound like this is a hostile takeover.
Oh, definitely not. I've heard of war stories from prior Senate president races or speaker races. I really feel that we've worked hard, and I will continue to work hard to ensure that the body ends up being even stronger because of this and that the transition is truly respectful and smooth.
Okay, so if it's going to be respectful and smooth, at least if you want it to be that way, why not move to become president right away, especially because you would have the negotiating power with the House that somebody in a lame duck position such as Harriet Chandler doesn't have right now. And you could also salvage what you can out of a session where senators have really been distracted by many things going on, including the stepping down of the former president, Stan Rosenberg.
Well, I feel by solidifying the vote and the fact that I will be the next Senate president does enable my colleagues to all focus on what the work of the people, to really focus on the budget that we have. 2 months from now, we'll be in the thicket of the budget debate. We have a lot of preparation to do for that. So I feel like this has helped us turn the page and usher in a new era and focus on the work of the people.
But when you talk about doing the work of the people and the will of the people, we know that some of your fellow senators who are supporting your bid say they're doing so because they believe that you want to take charge on major issues. What can you tell not just them, but also people throughout the state about the major issues that you plan movement on right away when you become president?
The umbrella issues before us are economic justice, social justice, civil rights, civil justice. These are issues that encompass a lot of different things, whether it be income inequality, climate change, or education. Education was the springboard years ago for me to run for the legislature, to make some changes to the Chapter 70 education funding formula to make it more adequate and equitable. We need to look at transportation and ensuring that all areas of the state, it's the regional equity, but all areas have the transportation infrastructure, particularly the public transportation and the roads and the bridges. We really need to look at a full scope of transportation issues.
You mentioned climate change. You have spoken out about that, but under Robert DeLeo's leadership of the House has not been quick to move on this. It's a hulking problem for the state already. What are you going to do specifically to address climate change?
We have been a leader in clean energy and looking at creating clean energy. We were at the forefront when we did the offshore wind, and that was terrific for Massachusetts because not only did it establish us as a leader in offshore wind, but we were able to capture the job creation by being the first on the Northeast Coast to do so. So we will now be a leader in job creation, and that is critically important as we look at expanding not only, you know, clean energy and offshore wind, but other sectors of the economy.
The title of Senate President is nice. What would you want your hallmark as Senate President to be?
It boils down to why I do what I do as a legislator, and to help people, to help make people's lives better, easier, richer. It goes back to my social work roots of helping people.
Senator Karen Spilka of Ashland, who appears to be on her way to becoming the next president of the Massachusetts State Senate. Karen Spilka, thank you.
Thank you so much, Lisa.